Powered by Riverside. So funky. Welcome
so good
to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2, episode number 33. Our air date, Sunday, October 13th, 2024. This is the first Sunday that we've done, which we're pretty proud of because now we've moved to 2 times a week. We've got shows booked out right now through December. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
We're pretty fired up about this. I am your host, C. Willie. We are here tonight with Quarter Peep. How you doing, sweetheart? She hasn't kicked me out of the house yet, so that's a pretty good sign. And we have our special guest tonight. He is a Nashville recording star and a world traveler. We're welcoming tonight Brad Stewart. How you doing, Brad?
Oh, it's so great to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited for you guys. You're going to 2 a week, and I mean, how do you not with that funky intro? It's so good.
Yeah, well, I think the intro sells it. I think that's what does it for everything.
I think it's you guys, but that intro is pretty hot.
Well, I appreciate your confidence. Yeah, sir. Hey, listen, I said world traveler. You're just back this, stateside now. You had an extremely successful European tour. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that.
Yeah, so we were in 7 countries in Europe, and boy, what a great time. I mean, beautiful people, great culture, cultures. I mean, the crowds were unbelievable. The other artists that we got a chance to play with were phenomenal. It was what an opportunity, you know, and it was just great over there. So yeah, seven countries. It was a slam schedule.
We were having a ball following you on Facebook. I mean, there were pictures of you at the Eiffel Tower. There was a whole lot that went on. You had one of my favorites. You were in Copenhagen, Denmark, and the crowd, I don't know how you did this because it was a full house, but you were saying hi to all the folks back in here in the States, and you turned the camera and said where you were, and everyone went nuts. How did that come about?
It was such a great impromptu moment. It wasn't planned. You know, we were about 3 or 4 songs into the set at that point, and they were just so quiet during the time, except for when they were singing, which is amazing. But I mean, just so loud in between songs, and I was like, I got to capture this. It's such a unique, you know, every crowd was so great to me. So great. But that night, it was just an impromptu moment, and thought I'd make a decent little, you know, Facebook video.
You've got European followers, but how did this all come about? How did the whole tour take shape?
Yeah. So, it's a big question. You know, Nashville, Tennessee has a room called the Bluebird Cafe, and that's one of the places where this started. I was playing there one night. That's kind of home for me. I'm in rotation there, and so I was playing there, and there was somebody from the UK that was plugged into a venue there that just said, "I'd love to get you over." And you know, I've had kind of pockets of little bit of a European following since the release of this record in January, and even some songwriters that I've known for some time over there. So once I, you know, booked this one in the UK, it was originally going to be a 3-day trip, just in and out. I was going to fly in, do a show in the UK, fly back out. And I posted it on social media, and of course my phone just blows up with other people that were like, "Hey, since you're going to be here anyway, let's make this a little bit bigger." So it went from a 3-day, 1-show in the UK to 7 countries pretty quickly. So
well,
it was pretty cool.
And one of your stops was Madrid, Spain. And I know that has a kind of a special meaning to you as well.
Yeah. So my grandfather, who was on the record, he did a guest vocal on one of the songs called "It Goes By." And his family's from Spain. He's very proud of his Spanish heritage. In fact, all the Spanish that I know, which is, you know, mostly vulgarity, but, you know, most of the Spanish that I know is really from him. And so, you know, obviously he's gone to heaven, but, you know, I was just like, wow, how cool is this? If he could only see right now, you know, we're back where he's from. So pretty special.
That is,
the whole thing was special.
Well, that's a great story. Was there anything that went on there that you weren't expecting, a surprise or two during the tour?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so here's the deal. I grew up as a songwriter. I never thought my music would ever leave my local area. So to have people singing along to music that I wrote 5,000 miles away is so humbling and so special. And especially because we've done it independently, this was not a label release. You know, we've done this very grassroots, and so to have that even through the language barriers, through the culture barriers, I mean, and they just were so receptive. I'm just so grateful. It went so much better than I planned on, and I can't wait to go back.
Well, that's kind of the encapsulation of where you are today. What got you started? So, you know, you've got European tour, Nashville recording artist. You've got some amazing things going on. The release in January of your new record. Where did it come from, Brad? And we're with Brad Stewart here on today's show. So where did it start?
That's a great question, too. So, I mean, look, I've always had this drawing to music. Music was always playing in my home. You know, my parents love music. My grandparents love music. There were always vinyl records on. So I've always been around it. And starting around kindergarten or so, I would take songs that were on the radio and I would rewrite the lyrics. You know, my earliest one that I can remember is UB40's Red Wine. And that's always kind of a joke for
me. That's a great song.
and you know, over time, I would write more poetry and everything like that. But you know, look, let's be honest. My early teenage years, it was all about picking up girls. My friends who played guitar and sang, they had girls that were always around. So I drew to that. But there was a point in time where I was like, well, you know, this really connected for me, and it became really a creative outlet for me. So, yeah.
Okay, so quick question. Did you get any girls out of that?
There's, you know, over the years, you know, there's been some that have shown some interest. But ironically enough, my wife has a hearing loss, and my youngest daughter – My oldest daughter hears fine, but my youngest daughter's she's got a hearing loss also. She's deaf. My wife is hard of hearing, so I think it's a little ironic that you know you set out to try to pick up a girl with a guitar and end up marrying a girl with a hearing loss. So, my wife is because of my daughter, my youngest daughter, because of her being deaf, my wife is fluent in ASL, and so if you've noticed. If you've watched any of the YouTube music videos for this record, we've incorporated ASL into every music video, and we're trying. You know, this is an ongoing experiment of how to make all of our content accessible. You know, to my daughter. You know, with ASL, so it's a pretty crazy adventure.
It's extremely inspiring, and you got to, folks, get on YouTube and take a look at Brad's videos there, and his wife, as he mentioned, is there with the sign language. It's inspiring. It really is. And you can see her getting into the songs. The sign language is one thing. I, you know, I go back, I think about the old news conferences that the government people had during COVID, and they had doing sign language. And you know, it was very stale.
Yeah,
you watch what your wife is doing with your music, and she's interpreting as much with her body language as she is with the sign language. It's beautiful.
She's definitely the star, without a doubt. And and you know, obviously, she's easier on the eyes than I am, but. But you know, I think that like you're talking about, as much as I, you know, she is interpreting. I kind of have coined the term that she's performing in ASL because it's its own language, it's its own terminology. There are words that exist in ASL that don't exist in English and vice versa. And so she's taking the essence of the song and it's become its own performance in and of itself. And she's so great at it. And it's really brought another dimension to it.
Well, talk a little bit about the first one that we've got queued up. This is a song called Believe, a beautiful song. What's the story behind this?
Thanks. Yeah. So Believe is a special song. I wrote the song when I was 33 and I was writing it looking back at basically 17-year-old me. And, you know, I had a drug problem. My brother had passed away. I was really going through a lot. It was a tumultuous time in my life. And, you know, God got a hold of me when I was 17 years old. And a lot of my music has faith themes to it because I've got an intact relationship with God. And this song in particular was takes place about a specific time in my life. It happened on Cedar Street in Ortonville. So it's just about a time that, you know, I'm looking back, reflecting on the 17-year-old kid that God had just gotten a hold of. And I'm like, you know, look how far we've come since that day. So that's the heartbeat of that song.
That's the beauty of this show. We get to hear the story behind these songs and listen to this, folks, knowing the meaning behind it. This is Believe from Brad Stewart.
It's a long way back to Cedar when you walked with me that day. Just a lonely boy out on the run with all the hell to pay. And I'm older now, not wiser, still carry all this shame. And my fire for you is still burning, and I love you just the same. Oh, the breeze that fills my sails and my nets are cast to sea. Though I can't see through the veil, you know I still believe. Yeah. Well, I ain't the greatest picker, the voice your ear will know, but you've sang me a thousand songs, little letters to my soul. Lord, I'm not a righteous man, but I've seen my Maker's face. In the poor and meek and those who seek, it's where I find amazing grace. Oh, the breeze that fills my sails and my nets are cast to sea. Though I can't see through the veil, you know I still believe. So when it's time to cross the valley, the good book will line my way. Rocking lips, eyes still water, tears you wipe away. Yeah, lips, eyes still water, and the tears you wipe away.
Absolutely beautiful song, Believe. From Brad
Thank
Stewart.
You.
Brad, I thought about this the very first time I heard it. What a great roadmap. Set us out and say, you know what, here's what can happen. And you lived it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I'm very grateful. God's brought me a long way, and it's a huge part of my life, obviously. And I will tell you, though, a lot of times when I've done interviews, they kind of float songs in later. So it's a little weird to hear myself. I get self-conscious of my, I don't love the sound of my voice. I was never supposed to be a singer. I was supposed to be a guitar player, but it, you know, it all worked out. And, but well, I will tell you this, what makes it really special are these other guys that I get to work with, and they're just so great. So that dobro on that song is so hot. I just, that's what I glue to.
Yeah. Well, I wish you wouldn't sell yourself short, Brad. You've got a wonderful voice, and as much as anything, the message behind the music is powerful. It's very powerful.
Yeah, thank you. It's,
I agree.
It's a lifetime to live, that's for sure. So,
how does it all come about? What's your creative process? I mean, we've talked to a lot of artists, and some folks have told us, you know, I wrote this song on a napkin, it took 10 minutes, and it's a hit.
On an airplane, and
others have said, "Hey, this is a song that was 10 years in the making." What's your process?
Yeah, it's a big question. I would say probably twice in my life I've had the rolling out of bed and write the whole song, and that's it. It's in its entirety. Most of the time, I start with, you know, the three chords and the truth. You know what I mean? And that's sort of the basis of it. And that's how I started as a songwriter. I would just kind of get a chord progression going, get a little bit of a melody that is kind of evolving in real time, and put words to it of something that's a true story. That's kind of one of my signature things. I've written for other people, that are kind of manufactured stories, if you will, but, everything that I write and release is genuine and true to my life. So I get these three chords going, and I lay out some lyrics, but I don't know if this makes sense or not, but often I will land on something that I love and then other supporting ideas that I don't love. And so I have a rewrite process where I go back and, I basically fix lyrics. And then I went to school for music. And so I like to go back then at that point and do some fun things with chords that I'm sure that 98% of the society would never know that I'm doing, but they makes it interesting for me. And I like being a musician that musicians like. So, that's something that I go for. Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It changes, you know, adding just a little bit of texture can change the whole, vibe that's going on in a studio and whether a studio cat really enjoys playing on it or not. So, it's fun.
I have a little bit of a different question for you too.
Sure.
And we've had a couple of different groups on here, Sweet Crystal being one, that particularly with a religious message.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write your songs wanting your audience to get a message? Or do you want write your songs with your audience wanting to interpret what you're saying to their situation?
Yeah. There's some of both. These are very personal stories. And they're very specific. I'm a storyteller, whether I try to be or not. It's just kind of the vein that I tend to be in. And so, even some of my influences over the years have said to be, you know, hey, listen, if you're a storyteller, lean into that, be specific. So I'm pretty specific. I would say you brought up the religious side or the faith side of things. I don't set out with an intentional message. I don't sit down with a pad of paper and say, I want to write this topic. What I found is that my Bible just kind of covers every topic that there is. And so it's how I live my life. It's my relationship with God is very intact and it's a very active part of my life. And so it comes out naturally in my writing. That being said, I do hope that people find the hope that, you know, I have this great hope in Christ and peace and joy that it's beyond understanding, you know? And so I do hope that other people experience that and find that. And if they can, if God can use my music as a conduit to share that would be the greatest thing in the world, you know? But ultimately, these are real stories about me and my life and my family and my wife and my kids and my heartbreak and things that are close to me. And that's just how they roll out. So they're just put to a little melody.
An amazing platform, and you're able to perform this way and bring these messages out. And I think that's incredible. And the next one that we've got queued up, I have to say thank you for writing. Thank you for performing. Every now and then we do these shows and we hear these songs and one of them touches you. And this one absolutely got me. It's kind of hard for me to talk about this without choking up a little bit, because this is just one of those songs. This Side of Heaven. Tell me a little bit about this one, please.
Yeah, so this song is about a conversation I had with a mentor of mine. And, I've been in the music industry for the better part of 20 years almost, in some capacity or another. And I was going through a period. I had an amazing mentor. He's so great. And I was going through a period of time where I really felt like, you know, my music's not really getting out there. I'm not singing to anybody. I'm not playing for anybody. The stories aren't touching anybody. You know, I just got really down about it. And he just sat me down. I was kind of having this conversation, how I was feeling. I was thinking about leaving music. And he sat me down and he said, look, he called me Stewie. And he said, Stewie, you'll never know on this side of heaven the impact that the music can have in someone's life. And just through that conversation, it was enough for me to say, you know what, I can look beyond the crowds and beyond the money and just, even if it only reaches one person, and changes one person's life, then the whole catalog was worth it. And so that conversation is what inspired this song.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This Side of Heaven from Brian Stewart.
Looks we get these days are shifty. The world just thinks we lost our minds. Living life out of a suitcase. Chasing things the world won't find. Is hard, but it's rewarding. Front row ticket to the show. And I don't know all heaven holds there. Honey, I can't wait to go. So I'm just gonna keep on singing these songs. Keep on praying till the night becomes dawn. Keep on grinding till I've done gone home. Keep on riding till there ain't no road. We'll never know this side of heaven. We'll never know on this side of heaven. This side of heaven, no. So leave the ships behind its cinders. So we won't need them where we'll go. For hearts as bold as others, until I walk that street of gold. Well, I'm just gonna keep on singing these songs, keep on praying till the night becomes dawn, keep on grinding till the done gone home, keep on riding till there ain't no road. And I'm just gonna keep on fighting a good fight, keep on learning till my wrongs become right, keep on walking by faith in our sight, keep on stoking till I'm burning it bright. On this side of heaven, and we'll never know. On this side of heaven, and we'll never. know this side of heaven. We'll never know this side of heaven. Oh no. Well, I'm just gonna keep on singing these songs, keep on praying till the night comes dawn. Keep on grinding till I've done gone home. Keep on riding till the Reno Road. And I'm just gonna keep on fighting a good fight. Keep on learning till my wrongs become right. Keep on walking by faith and not sight. Keep on stoking till I'm burning it bright. Cause we'll never know this side of heaven. We'll never know this side of heaven. Cause we'll never, we'll never.
Yes, that's Brad Stewart, not Ian Stewart, like I said before.
It's all right. That's my brother's name, so he'll love it.
All right. That's all right. Yeah. Maybe there was a little something intervention there. I love that song. It's like you said leading into it, Brad, it's you don't know who you're going to influence with what you're doing. And even if it is just one person, that's one person that needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a tough lesson to learn, you know, but definitely one that was worth putting a melody and then, you know, gosh, the guys on that played on that. I mean, we didn't hold anybody back. It was everybody in the studio got to play on it. And I don't know if I've told anybody this. This might be the first time I'm saying this on an interview, but all of the vocals on this record were the demo vocals. We never went back and recut them. Those were the live, you know, demo vocals. And I was just talking to Randy Kors about it, and he goes, "Man, it would be a mistake to go fix the mistakes." That's the whole band. Yeah, that's it right there. And you know, all those guys played live on the floor. It's just phenomenal. So
that's an awesome and what a testament to the folks that you had behind you.
Oh, it's the best team in the world. I mean, we were talking about that creative process earlier, and the final piece of that is getting into a room with the best in the world. And they literally are. I mean, out of these guys, everybody's been on Grammy winning projects except for maybe one or two of us, and you know, a couple of them are already in the Hall of Fame. So it is truly the best group of guys. I work really hard to be the dumbest guy in the room, and it's not hard in that room. So yeah.
I feel that way often.
That's when you know you're in good company. It's how you grow. That's how you grow.
Exactly right.
Oh hey, man. So,
you know, Quarter P, doing a little research on you there, and she was taking a look at your Facebook page.
Mm.
And Quarter P, tell me about the quote that you love so much.
Actually, I think you should ask. Tell us about it, because it ends in carbs. You have this great quote on your Facebook. Can you explain it?
Oh, my Facebook. I think it's something like just a product of God's grace and too many carbs.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much sums up my whole life right there. You know, I look, I, I'm very grateful. God's been very good to me over all these years, and better than I deserve. And also, I'm a sucker for mac and cheese. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think there's been a little goulash in my life. So.
pretty well sums me up right there.
You've been really busy, obviously, recently, within the last couple of weeks, the European tour.
Yeah.
I see we were taking a look at your schedule. You've got early November in Nashville. Up there. We're going to be down there for the Josies the week before, the Josie Award.
Yeah.
So tell us, how can people find you? Where do they figure out where you're going to be? They want to see you play. What do we get to find out about Brad Stewart?
Yeah, so obviously this has been a great year, you know, in the States and abroad. And so I'm very grateful to everybody who's made it very special. You know, if you're looking to connect with the music or the videos or just keep up with dates and where I'm going to be at, kind of all roads go through bradstewart.com. That's S-T-U-A-R-T. And that has links to all my socials, the YouTube, everything that we're doing on Apple Music and Spotify, all that. And it has our tour schedule as well. So, yeah, we're going to actually, I think I have two dates coming up in Nashville. One is mid-October. We're doing the listening room. We got the main room, which I'm super excited about. It'll be my first time in the main room there. And then obviously the Bluebird, I'm back home. And that's where I'm finishing out my 2024 tour. So, you know, we have a handful of other dates here. Even in Michigan, I got a great fundraiser for Maggie's Wigs for Kids coming up in October. And so that's going to be in Royal Oak, and all that information's on my website as well. It's a great cause. There's a couple of Nashville writers who are actually making the trip up. We're going to do some dates kind of on the way back to Michigan, and then I finish out at the Bluebird, and then it's hunting season and Christmas, and then we get to do it all over again starting in January. So.
Well, you have to do us a favor, please, and keep us in mind. Let us know what's new, what's coming up. We're going to need to hear a lot more from you.
Oh, absolutely. I think the world of you guys. I'm so grateful. And, you know, just thank you for taking – look, we have a ton of great artists around, you know, the country, and especially here in Michigan. I'm just very grateful that you guys are – sharing, you know, my music with your fan base and listeners. So I can't
thank
you enough.
Well, we appreciate you having you on, and we've got one more. We're not done yet.
All right.
Love
this. This is one you want to crank up.
Yes, absolutely. This is 33 Turns in a Needle. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so I was 33 when I wrote the record. There's kind of a couple meanings here. I was 33 when I wrote this record, and the song is really about a reconciliation song, both with my wife and kind of my relationship with God. I went through tough times with both of those relationships, and it's a reference to a vinyl, a 33 and a third, vinyl. And you know, that opening line, 33 turns in a needle, can't say how 33 years of life feels to waste. Yeah. It's this idea that, I don't know if there's a song I could write that expresses how I feel and how difficult that time was, but also how great it is to reconcile through it. So that's sort of that song.
All right. Let's get this one a listen. This is Brad Stewart, 33 Turns in a Needle.
Thirty-three turns and a needle can't say how 33 years of life feels a waste. Now I want to come home and I want you to stay. Take me down from the shelf and purpose for me. And I I'm singing, oh, 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 oh. So I wrote you a letter and I mailed it today.
I say so often when we are doing this show that I have the best seat in the house. And there's just Brad Stewart, that is a beautiful song. And I love this. This is so good.
I really appreciate it. It's funny you say that because I often say the same thing. I get to sit in the middle of a room with some of the best musicians in the world who bring these songs to life. And I've got just such a great team, you know, of people around me who push it. And then I get to meet people like you, you know, like, look, here's the reality. If it wasn't for people like you that, you know, grab it and run with it. I mean, this stuff wouldn't go any further than my basement. So I'm so grateful. Really.
We appreciate that, Brad. We're finding talent that people don't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking right now. We look at the video for those of you that are watching on YouTube. If you can see over Brad's shoulder, that guitar, isn't that, that's it. That's what we've been seeing. And I love that guitar. That guitar's been through some stuff.
It's been through it. Yeah. That guitar's got a story behind it for sure. I got that from a guy named Tim Diaz, who I was in a band with. I mean, it's not like we stopped being in a band. We just are kind of doing different things right now. But we still, I love Tim Diaz so much. And he was with Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise, and he was an Uncle Cracker. And that guitar was in a flood, and he got a hold of it. And I just, the first time I played it, I was like, man, this sound is so unbelievable, you know? And, so he blessed me with that one. So, I still love it.
That's awesome.
And something too, what, episode number is this, by the way?
33.
Oh, right. How crazy is that? That's funny.
Just so you know.
Yeah. That couldn't have worked out any better.
It's one of those things, Brad. It's one of those things.
Yep, meant to be.
Hey, you know what? I think we have said a lot tonight. We've had a great, great with you, Brad. Quarter Peep, who's up next?
So we have a very, very special show next week, and these are musicians that have been on the show who have been nominated for the Josie Award. So we're super excited, and I believe, C. Willie, you have this gigantic list of those artists right in front of you. I think Mark Bloomsteel is one, Jackie Daniels.
Louis Lee, Ryan Jay, and Peyton Riley, they're all going to be joining us next week. We're excited about that. It's going to be so much fun to talk to all of them. Tonight was a special night, you know, not just because it's our second in a week, but my goodness, Brad Stewart, it was so much fun talking to you tonight. We love the stories, we love the music, and we love the message that you're sending.
Thank you guys so much. And listen, let me tell you, as somebody who knows a lot of those people on that list for next week, you are in for a riot of a show. So
I'm looking forward to it. We really are.
Definitely make sure you tell them all I said hi. I am fans of them, and they're putting some, actually, I think Jackie and Louie just put out a song that's phenomenal. I mean, oh my gosh.
Isn't it wonderful?
Beautiful.
They're so good. They're so good. Too.
It's just a great tune. It's one of those that, you know what? We're all independent here. Our show is an independent show. You guys are independent artists.
Yeah.
That song that they put out is one
spectacular.
Of those be exactly at the top of every hit list that there is.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I agree.
I can tell you right now it's on my iPhone and it's in regular rotation for me.
There you go.
So,
hey, Brad Stewart, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so very grateful for you guys. Thank you for everything you're doing for independent music, and you know, especially little guys like myself. So I look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Hey, all of you out there in podcast land, make sure you give us a follow out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out on all of them now. We would like you to follow us at vehiclecitysound.com. You can get all the information about where we're going to be, what's going on. And if you want to give us a suggestion, where can we find more guys like Brad Stewart? Drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's where we can be found. Brad, thank you again. Appreciate having you on tonight.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good night. Be good.